It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
So let me start by saying that Starbucks is in the news because the baristas are back and they're complaining about having to write on customers' cups.
Oh, the names are back.
The names.
That's right.
So yeah. My first irritation is, yes, Katie ran and got a Starbucks yesterday and brought me my coffee, and it said Jimmy on the side.
So close.
Jimmy, huh?
Yep.
So close. Huh.
So anyway, the baristas are complaining because they're like, you know what? People are giving us hell because we're misspelling names, and, you know, we live in an age where nobody can spell, so that's not that.
Is that why you're mad?
No, that's not why I'm mad. Oh. It's a little bit why I'm mad. I'm not Jimmy.
Jimmy!
The second reason I'm mad about the Starbucks order yesterday was I reached out to Katie Cat really early in the morning before she even left her house. I said, hey, let's make this a Starbucks day. I didn't sleep very good. You want a coffee? I was like, you fly, I'll buy.
And I loved it.
You're like, hails to the yes.
Yeah.
Hails, yes.
I was even late because they didn't open till 5. But
right, yeah. So she took the time to go get us coffees, which was very nice. So what I did is I took a screenshot on my Starbucks app of the little QR code there that is attached to the gift card that I have within the Starbucks app. So I was like, hey, just hold this up. Let them scan this and it'll cover the coffees. I had $19.80 left on that gift card, on that app. Katie came in, brought us our coffees. They were very tasty. We enjoyed them.
They were.
Really good.
Weren't
I was like,
they?
Thank you so much. It was so nice of you.
Yeah.
This is great. Well, yesterday I was going to bring Nick Nack home a Starbucks because she was, kind of dragging a little bit. And I went and pulled into a Starbucks and opened up my app. And there was $2.45 left on
there. Yeah, that's right. Oh, this is
what
why you're mad.
What did you buy?
So somehow.
Wait.
Some way.
I saved you $2 left, though. There was still $2 on that
thing. Somehow. Katie spent roughly $17.35 on two drinks
and
yesterday
K-pop.
Morning. Oh, wait a minute.
Huh.
There was a cake pop in there? I didn't see a cake pop here in the studio. Did you sit in your car and eat it?
Yes, I did. In my defense. Well.
This is just the gas money.
I thought you gave me all of that money to spend, so I was really proud of myself for saving $2.
I guess in a way, I was like, this is available. Get yourself a drink and me a drink. $17.35 later.
Yeah.
What the hell did you order?
Did you also get a breakfast sandwich?
No, I kind of went to town on my drink, too. I was like, wow, he's buying. I got an extra shot of espresso. And then, because I got the pistachio latte, and it's not pistachio-y enough for me. So I asked for an extra shot of the pistachio stuff, too. I didn't realize it was that much money, though.
Can I just say that this used to be my responsibility back in the day, and I'm very excited that... it's now on Katie and Jeremy.
Well, it's not anymore. This is a one and done.
I never spent that much money when I went to Starbucks for you.
He's probably never going to give me money again.
So I'm just like, I opened the app and I was like, good God, what the hell did you do?
Oh, no.
So anyway, I debated on whether or not to talk to you about this because I didn't want to hurt your feelings and I didn't want to make you upset. But I think that's kind of rude. I do think it's kind of rude.
You said, you fly, I buy.
And I'm thinking you're going to grab yourself a coffee and a regular coffee and come in. So here's treat this. If somebody said, go get coffees for us, you fly, I'll buy, and they send me their app QR code.
Yeah.
I'm just going to grab myself a coffee. Hey, I'll take a regular coffee.
Black coffee, couple Splendas,
and throw some half and half in there. I'll get by because they were so generous, roughly $3.50, let's say.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if they are buying, I'm not going to be overly like, I'm going to order the steak dinner on the first date. I'm just going to be like, I'm going to be polite.
Jer.
It's very nice. I'm going to get just a $3 cup of coffee and thank them when I get in. I think what you did is incredibly rude.
I'm sorry.
And if anyone would like to sound off about this, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Was Katie rude in using my entire gift card?
Did you like your coffee, Jeremy?
I mean, it was good.
Okay, that's
I remember
all
yesterday.
That
yesterday, Katie was even talking to me. She's like, "I could have gotten you like a tea."
No,
or a medicine.
She couldn't have because there was $2
she
left.
Couldn't have.
Well, I wouldn't have got the cake pop
at any moment. At any moment during that transaction, when you spent I don't even know what mine would have been out of that $17. Maybe $3?
Oh, no, the cheaper version.
You had like mine the cinnamon dolce.
I had like a $4
latte.
Drink.
You did. Yours
you spent
was at
$14
least
on yourself. I spent $4
you
on
were
me.
At least $5 of that 17.
Still.
So you still spent $12 on yourself.
Like, hold
probably
on.
More so like 13 if we round some numbers here. You spent $13 on yourself.
I mean,
at any point when you were ordering all this with triple pumps, extra squirts,
throw a little
whip
on there.
I know, yeah.
At any point, grab that line, Josh. I want to talk to that person. At any point, did you think that maybe I'll throw Jeremy a couple bucks back, or I'm being rude in this situation?
I saved you $2, sir. I made sure there was money left on that card. I didn't spend it all.
Jerk move. Incredibly rude. Sound off. 303-691-1649. I will probably never do this again.
What? Never? Oh, come on.
Vicky, good morning.
Morning.
Hi. So what do you think? Was this a jerk move on Katie's part?
Well, not really.
Well, we got to let you go.
What if she, no. What if she didn't like regular coffee?
I don't. I need all that foo-foo stuff.
You told her she could get a coffee. She could get what she wanted, and that's what she wanted.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Vicky. He said whatever
but
I
Vicky.
Wanted. He said whatever I wanted.
Was it necessary to add extra pumps and extra squirts of this mm-hmm. and that and go bigger? I've got free money. I'm going to spend somebody else's money.
Well, you know what? That's what I do regularly because a lot of times you can't really taste it.
Yeah.
And so I do the white chocolate mocha and I always get a breve and an extra pump.
Yep.
So if that's what a person likes, then, I mean, let them have their drink and enjoy it, too.
I don't think it's what she liked. I think she just was like,
no,
I'm going to go for it this time because this is somebody else's
money. Do you
money.
Do this when you pay for
yes,
yourself?
Yes, I get extra I shot of espresso
so.
And an extra pump of
I think
of
you're
pistachio.
Lying right now.
I do because you're right.
But how many pumps did you get yesterday?
I got like 4 or 5. I don't know. Like,
see,
I
see Vicky?
You get that many, Kate. Katie, if you get that many, that's a lot of money.
Even Vicky's changing.
I'm telling you, this was a rude jerk move on Katie's part.
No, not rude.
Vicky, thank you for calling in and listening so early.
But you still love Katie.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, but I'm just not going to give her my credit card essentially anymore. Vicky, thank you for calling.
It was only $20 at the most, I
guess. Exactly.
On two coffees.
he's
Vicky,
not
have a good day.
Vicky.
Have a good day, Vicky.
Thanks, Vicky. I appreciate your
Brandy.
Sticking by my side.
Or Brady. It's Brady. Brady.
Hey.
Hey, yourself.
Good
so
morning.
Is my coworker here a total jerk?
It's kind of hard. I mean, if you left it open-ended and didn't really specify limits, it's kind of hard to say rude.
He didn't
okay,
give me a
hold
limit.
On, Brady.
He didn't
hold
give
on.
Me a limit, Brady.
And, first of all, I said grab yourself a coffee. She went way overboard.
Just be conservative, I guess, because that is kind of how I am.
I'm with you because you're a polite human. not only did she go way overboard on the coffee, Brady, she threw in a cake pop.
They're so
not
good,
one time
Brady.
In my interaction over text did I say grab yourself a cake pop as well.
Oh, I was hungry.
I think
Hello.
We lost Brady.
Oh. There
oh,
he is.
That's right. Hey, Robert. Robert.
Hello.
Hi, Robert. Good morning.
Hello, there you are.
There we are, Robert.
Here we are.
So tell me how rude Katie is.
Dear, I'm with you. I'm sorry. I guess I'm just a conservative person. If someone gives me their card or anything, I'm going to get a basic coffee or my normal order of a small even and just be like, if they bought me coffee, okay, cool. I'm not going to spend their money. I don't know if they have enough. They're going to get stuff after work or any of that. I don't know.
Robert.
So I'm gonna get basic.
It's because you're a good guy, Robert. You're a good guy.
And I did get the venti.
She,
I
see?
Got the big
and
one.
And you usually get the middle, right?
You get the middle or the small.
I know. I got the big one.
She got the big
got
with four pumps and a cake pop. Oh. And now all I have left on my gift card is $2. Robert, have a good day, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Robert. Man.
Amber.
I don't know if anyone.
Hi.
Hey.
Amber.
I'm mad as hell right now,
Please
Amber.
Please tell me you like cake pops.
I'm pissed.
But you know what, Katie? This gives you full permission to call him Sugar Daddy from now on.
Oh!
Thank you, Amber. Well, this just turned around on you, didn't it?
Now I am wicked uncomfortable. Now I'm mad and uncomfortable.
But also, I want to add on to that, that it was a gift card, Jeremy, so you didn't buy it in the first place.
Yeah,
but it's still my money. It was a gift to me, and I was being kind enough to spread the love and say, grab yourself.
Okay, sugar daddy.
You're so kind right now,
Stop
Jeremy.
Stop calling me sugar daddy. I'm uncomfortable.
Okay, bye, sugar daddy.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you for being on my side.
I don't
want to
be your sugar daddy. I know.
You need to get your own money.
Michaela.
Hey.
Hey, Michaela.
Can I get you a coffee today?
Yeah, I'll take you up on that.
Yeah.
Right?
How
He's
would
got
you
all
do
the
it?
Money.
Would you be polite and just get a normal coffee or get 14 pumps of pistachio in it?
Well, I would, you know, your friends, I would be rude about it for sure. But that's only because, you know, if you're flying, like you think about the cost of DoorDash in these days, that's like a whole hefty other cost on that. I feel like you're totally warranted. And like a tip maybe for your driver?
Yeah, where's my tip?
She's coming to work anyway, though. She's already on her way in. She passes the Starbucks. She just pulls in. It's not.
She had to be late to work.
She wasn't late. It was 5 a.m. We got
still,
to. There's nobody
Michaela,
here.
Michaela, you're right. I was late. And where's my tip, Jeremy? That's what I want to know.
All I have left is $2 to give you. Is that enough? Thank you, Michaela. Have a good day. Thank you, Michaela.
Yeah, have a good run.
Thanks, Michaela.
Oh, my God. The lines are exploding here.
I know.
Okay, this is real life. This is real life.
Don't ever spend Jeremy's money.
You have ruined it for yourself. I will never buy coffee again. Dakota.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Dakota.
So, isn't Katie the worst?
All right. Here's where I stand. I'm not the type of person who would go overboard with it. Definitely not. However, I'm also not the type of person who would get mad if I said, get whatever you want, and they got whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
I
got to
go back and look at the text and see if I said, get whatever you want.
Yeah.
I don't think those were my words.
That's an important piece of information that we need to weigh in.
Oh, damn it. Damn it. Okay, so you said what you need, homie. What's your order?
Get what you want,
And I said, yes, get what you want, too.
He said, get what you want.
So I would have been conservative and got my normal order, but also if I was the one that sent the text, I wouldn't be upset because I did say, get whatever you want.
But isn't that the assumption as far as drink? Like, the cake pop was extra.
Oh, common sense is not common these days, bro.
Yeah, damn it.
No assumptions can be made.
Thank you.
No assumptions can be made.
I also want to point
out, Dakota, we're out of time. I have to let you go.
He also said, you're the best.
All good, man.
Oh, man.
Thanks
for nothing, buddy.
Good night, guys.
See you, dude.
No, Dakota, so you,
all right, we'll
you,
take a couple
you gave
more.
Clarity.
I think
for
I
sure.
might have just crapped the bed now.
Yeah.
Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about this situation? Am I in the wrong?
Well, you were tired.
Yeah.
You were looking for somebody to fetch your coffee for you.
Yes, I was.
She had to wait for Starbucks to open.
She really did.
So her valuable time was being wasted.
It's not that valuable.
And you said, get whatever you want, and she did.
Ah, thank you.
Why do I feel like you're waggling your finger at me as you're saying all this?
Me too.
Well, because, I would have gotten my normal little order, but nothing at Starbucks is cheap.
Yeah. It's not.
My drink was $4. Her drink order was $13.
was yours really $4?
It was $4.
No.
Did you have to tip the barista?
I did, and I
tipped. Oh, you tipped
the
off of this?
I wanted you to know. No, I tipped with my money.
Oh,
I tipped
okay.
with my money because
I don't tip the baristas either.
You
I'm
don't?
A, I'm another
oh
jerk.
My gosh,
I guess I'm a
really
jerk.
Is
I really
cheap.
Don't.
I tipped the barista, and so I used
and
my
that's
money.
That's why
for
it
that.
Said Jimmy on your cup.
Thank you, Lisa.
Goodbye, Lisa. Thank you for the laugh.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
And that's why I said Jimmy. All right, we got to get to two more, then we'll be done with this. I'm still mad. Eric. Oh, God.
Eric,
your phone is horrible.
Do you need some coffee?
Can you hear me?
There.
I think we're going to pass on Eric. Thank you, Eric. Joseph.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Am I wrong?
In my opinion, if I were to spend someone's money, I would pay them back. Like, but if they told me to get what they want, I'd still pay them back.
Oh.
I like that.
I don't like it.
I like that a lot.
Pay me back, Katie.
But I flew. Yeah. Remember? I flied.
She flighted.
I flied. You bided.
She did flighted.
You bided. I flighted.
Thank you, Joseph. Have a good day, buddy.
Thanks, Joseph.
He's a very generous man.
I think it comes down to, like, when you say get whatever you want and you give them your card or your money, you can't just go get what, like, you couldn't go and buy yourself a sandwich and everything as well. Like, that's,
I think
that
the
doesn't
cake
mean whatever
was
you want.
Over the line.
Oh.
Did you buy a cake pop for Jer too?
No. And she, you know what? For everybody
it
texting,
didn't.
And I had to cut the lines off because people are still calling, and everyone's calling me a jackass on the text line. Okay, so everyone coming to Katie's defense, she knows she was in the wrong because she got the cake pop, and where did she eat it?
I ate it in the car.
She ate it in the car, so obviously she knows she went above and beyond in a very rude fashion and a very hurtful way.
It was my secret cake pop, for sure. Like
she had a secret cake pop!
I wouldn't even have admitted it if it wasn't for this. Like you would have never known
about my
cake pop.
So for all of you saying that I'm a jerk and I'm a putz and all these filthy, horrible words coming in.
I mean.
She ate the cake pop in the car. Okay, okay.
Okay.
I'm done with this.
So Josh, next time you can buy Starbucks.
I've already gone through this whole thing. I've paid my dues.
I'm going to go get my own coffee is what I'm going to do from here on out. Thank you, everybody, for sounding off and writing in. Kevin says a cake pop is one bite. Well, I bet you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you could
I
got
was
it with
one bite,
too.
That's
I bet.
It.
No,
it was just.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's no way that's two bites. Come on.
Y'all are funny. Thanks for having some fun with us this morning.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.